Facebook and, of course, J.P. Morgan losing $2 billion, and even the presidential campaign, the finance industry is all over the news these days, and we're thrilled to have Edward Conard back with us, former managing director of Bain Capital and author of Unintended Consequences. Ed, welcome back to the program.
John, thank you for having me.
So I want to talk to you about this idea that, you know, Mitt Romney, because he helped found Bain Capital, a venture capital firm, private equity firm, that might qualify him to be president in some special way. But before I do that, could I ask you a question about the NASDAQ and Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're watching this. You're, in some sense, an institutional investor. You know that culture. You know how it works. There's these allegations that Morgan Stanley issued some analysis of Facebook to its institutional investors in advance of the IPO last week. And I'm wondering, when the NASDAQ had trouble opening that stock, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, sure.
There was discussion that what was happening was a lot of institutional investors were redoing their orders at the last minute. When we figure out and get to the bottom of what happened on the NASDAQ, are we going to see that institutional investors were basically changing their bid because of the Morgan Stanley analyst report that downgraded essentially Facebook?
I can't imagine that's the case. I don't think that people take the institutional sell-side analysts very seriously, and all the institutional buy-side analysts are doing a lot of work to try to analyze the company. They're talking amongst themselves to try to compare notes as to how they see the values. So I just think they have a much more sophisticated view about the company, its future, et cetera, than what's coming from the sell-side analysts. I think everybody recognizes the sell-side analysts are largely working for the sellers, but one guy's view.
All right. Well, if you were one of the guys in the middle of that last week, do you think you would have been burned, or do you think you would have gotten out ahead of the game?
Who can say? You know, I think that the dirty little secret of economics is that nobody really knows what the value of things are, and so there's a very emotional component to it, and an awful lot of it, especially in the short run versus the long run, is what do you think the herd's going to do? What do you think the crowd's going to do? And I think institutional investors are doing a lot of work to try to figure out what the sentiment of other investors are and where things are likely to move as a result in the short run. I think that's very different than the long-run valuation, which will settle in. And it's possible that retail investors don't really have that access. They don't do that research. So if I was a retail investor, I'd always be investing in the indexes and not in specific companies, particularly a company like Facebook, where the valuation is so hard to determine because so much of it really lies in the future prospects.
The view of Edward Conard, former managing director of Bain Capital, author of the book Unintended Consequences, which we've featured on this program a couple of weeks back. And the value of working in the financial field and of running a company is something Mitt Romney takes very, very seriously. He co-founded Bain Capital. First of all, did you have a chance to see Mitt Romney in action when you were at Bain?
Oh, yes. I worked shoulder to shoulder with him day in and day out for 7 years, yes.
All right.
From 1993 to 2000.
Okay, so let me get this out of the way right at the top. You've got a book that, you know, it's in your interest that it gets out there and gets sold. You worked in the same company with Mitt Romney. Why should I believe you making the case for Mitt Romney being president? Because it seems like you're a stakeholder here.
I hold Mitt in the highest regard, so maybe you can take that with a grain of salt. My reputation is more important to me than anything, so I have no interest in lying to the public. So I give you my honest view. I thought he was an outstanding executive, and I can walk through the reasons for that. But I would step beyond just Mitt and say, I don't think of Mitt as being so much in the finance industry, even though financing companies is important to private equity. Bain Capital was very much in the running company business, and that's really where Mitt's expertise lies.
When did you see him at a decision point when it really meant that he had to make a gut call here and he had to use his expertise, and it was up to him, and he did well?
Well, I can't give you specific examples because I'm under confidentiality agreement. I could tell you this, that was every week I was in investment committees with him, evaluating investment opportunities and decisions that needed to, major strategic decisions that needed to be made in investments that we owned. And a couple of things. First of all, he's a brilliant guy. He had a very deep understanding of business and how the economy worked. You can't just calculate your way to an answer. You have to have an underlying theory and view about a situation in order to know what things matter and don't matter. He surrounded himself with outstanding people. He challenged those people to challenge him and to challenge each other. He was always digging down to the truth. When you went into the meeting, you went in extremely prepared because you knew you were going to be just grilled by the toughest questions by him and by the by all of us who were around him to each other. He was always focused on the long term. He felt that the short term would take care of itself if we did what was right in the long term for companies. He was always behind the scenes trying to build consensus when there was disagreement among the other partners.
All right. All right. And that's a good list. Respond to this, though. Here's the vice president talking about Mitt Romney's legacy as a business person.
That no more qualifies you to be president than being a plumber.
Now, of course, Biden's trying to get a headline there. But how does that translate to, say, evaluating the relationship with Pakistan, Edward Conard?
Well, I don't know that it helps you with a relationship with Pakistan, other than you're a smart, thoughtful guy who's been through tough negotiations and you understand what the negotiation, what the negotiating issues are. But, you know, I'd step back and say, look, the U.S. economy grew twice as fast as Europe and Japan, and it's true that a small minority of bank capital investments were unsuccessful, but the ones that were successful grew more than two times faster than the S&P 500. And what the U.S. needs today is jobs, and it's clear that business leaders in the U.S. economy created far more jobs than Europe and Japan, and Bain created more jobs than the typical business. I won't say more jobs because Bain hasn't released a number on jobs.
All right, well,
we certainly grew revenues faster than the economy as a whole.
Then keep Mitt Romney at Bain. He's not going to have as much influence in the White House on jobs.
I think policies that encourage growth in business and jobs are going to be critical to the economy, and I would think that as president he would have sharp insights into how to do that.
All right. Well, Ed, thanks so much for letting me grill you there.
John, thank you.
Edward Conard is former managing director of Bain Capital, worked with Mitt Romney and saw him in action, author of Unintended Consequences. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.